From the News Center, a news focus.
There have been some improvements in the well-being of Pennsylvania's children over the past year, but many still lack health insurance and live in poverty. According to the new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, the 2020 Kids Count Data Book shows the state slipping from 17th to 20th among states across 16 indicators of child well-being. Carrie King, who heads Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children, said that while the state is in the top 10 for education, issues like the percentage of children living in single-parent households and families' economic well-being continue to be barriers.
While we have improved slightly in terms of the number of children living in high-poverty areas as compared to last year, overall, it's showing that we're not making enough progress.
With 17% of children living in poverty, the state is 23rd in the nation for economic well-being, 26th in the family and community category. This report shows improvement in three of the four indicators of children's health, but King said that across the state, there are still more than 120,000 kids without health insurance.
We're looking to develop some targeted strategies where we think there might be more impacted communities that aren't accessing health insurance, making sure that their parents are aware that coverage is available, particularly through the Children's Health Insurance Program.
The report said 4% of Pennsylvania children are uninsured. King cautions that the data for the report was gathered before the pandemic, which means there could be some significant changes in the future that could affect children's well-being in terms of access to childcare as parents return to work and kids' health.
A lot of well-child visits weren't able to occur during the pandemic, so we're seeing decline in places like immunization rates. So there's going to be a lot of work that a follow-up report later this year will highlight for us.
With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.